find it all very dramatic and epic and emotional. How accurate does that music represent you? Just talking to you before, you don't seem like that. So I was wondering what sort of person you'd be like.
It's so funny. Every interview I've had, people expect me to come with glasses, a little scarf around my neck, a little tweed coat. I think because I'm so outgoing and kind of, and my music is kind of so different, it's very, probably the introverted side of me that people don't know. It's definitely me, and there's definitely a really, really strong sense of emotion, but that's why the instrumental, they kind of speak for themselves, and that's kind of left for everyone else's interpretation. But it's definitely a huge part of me that people are surprised to discover, because it's not how I behave in everyday life, that's for sure.
Are we going to get to see that side of you come out in future releases? There's a lot of talk about you singing on the next record.
Well, I guess the singing, it's definitely a project. I don't know when that will be. It's just different to my instrumental stuff. I really don't know how to explain it, because that's the whole thing about the instrumental music. I don't like to explain it because it comes out. That's my way of expressing something that I probably can't say.
I imagine when you write these songs, you sit down at the piano and you just play. Is that...
You're spot on. Lots of people ask, what are you thinking when you write, and what do you visualise when you're writing? You know, someone was talking to me about it the other night, and I just said, it's like this massive void. But I like that. I just sit and... Particularly with, I guess, because Becalmed was a debut album, there was actually no thought process whatsoever. I just wrote these songs without anything in mind whatsoever. And I possibly will do that from now on, the instrumental stuff. That's what's great about it. But, you know, the other night I was writing a new piece and, you know, a definite structure did come up in my mind. So it will happen from time to time. But Becalmed was definitely, evolved on its own from within me. And, it's like an unspoken expression.
Because your dad's a jazz muso and your brother is Jamie Hutchings of Blue Bottle Kiss, which is an indie rock, rock and roll sort of band. And then you come along and have this such a strange, you know, altogether different genre.
Yeah, it is.
As it is. How does it happen?
I've been wondering myself. it's always been really definite, because from a very young age, Mum said when I used to play, it was always of a very similar nature. And both my parents are hugely passionate about music. That's how they met. That was what their relationship was about. It was all about music. Dad being hugely passionate about jazz, but I love jazz as well. I'm a massive jazz fan. So is Jamie. Jamie's got quite a jazz record collection. In fact, a lot of their albums, I think you can hear a bit of that chaotic, you know, John Coltrane vanguard-ish sort of stuff going on. But with the boys, both my brothers, they had a big influence on me in the indie scene. My older brother Scott is really into ambient music, and so am I. So there was a lot of that. But really, when the first piece I wrote on the song, which sort of in my early teens, the only instrumental music I really had a hold of was The Next, which Tim Whitten gave me as a gift, the first album of theirs, The Dirty Three, and I didn't even know if I'd heard The Rachels yet.
Right.
So I had nothing.
Yeah. Now, it is interesting that you started so young in the first track, 17. You started writing when you were 17. I imagine a lot of the other songs on the album had been kicking around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Some of them, yes, some of them, no. But there were ones that I had just used on a DAT tape recorder.
And, yeah.
Had I not recorded them in my bedroom, I would have totally and utterly forgotten them. Because unless I document my pieces, it's just like... That's it.
Yeah.
There's so many pieces I've written and forgotten. It's a real shame.